luchadores, luchadores, and all fans of Lucha Underground, the Trending Top Base Network, in conjunction with the Verbal Variety Network, are going to bring to you LuChat. LuChat is a podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground, and I'm the host, Finn Fish, and this is about the 48th installment of LuChat, and this is our debut episode on the Trending Topics Network. So, man, am I very excited. So, let me give you a little backstory of LuChat. It has started out on the Heavy Hitter Network. The Heavy Hitter Network just recently went away. I started my own gig. I started my own network. It is called the Verbal Variety Network. A lot of people are, you know, they're like, wow, Finn, you went out there, you did it. Now, how about you join in with us? We would like to have LuChat on the Trending Topics Network. Like, okay, guys, okay, let's do this. And pretty much I am here. So we have a lot of fun on LuChat. I go over the Lucha news. We have, we go through the matches. We go in depth into the matches. We go in depth into the backstage happenings of Lucha Underground. We have a segment where we teach you Spanish. And that's pretty much it. We have some guests. And if you would like to be a guest or reach the show, it is easy. I am on Twitter. It is FinFishSCU. You want to send an email. I have a Gmail account. It is FinFishSCU@gmail.com. And for some odd reason, the most popular way to reach the show is through our chat line. It is 702-803-2428. 702-803-CHAT. A lot of people like the call into the voicemail. It goes straight to voicemail, so it doesn't bother me. You can call as many times as you want, and I just listen to it throughout the week or whatever. And people text me through there. So if you ever want to know something about the show, you want results quickly, just text me and we could talk from there. So those are the methods, the most popular methods to reach the show. How are you guys doing? I've been on a whirlwind of days. I've been in the process of moving, which is always fun, and just general life. And I'm very grateful for the Heavy Hitter Network, and I'm also grateful for the Trending Topics Network for wanting me to be on there. A few people have heard LuChat and they liked it, and I guess the word has passed around. Plus, I'm always plugging LuChat on the All Wrestling Weekend Review. So I guess when they saw I was a free agent, they scooped me up, and now I am here, and we're going to have a great time, like I'm saying. So what we're going to do here is start off with the Lucha news. And it looks like Brian Cage will be missing some shows, or just a PWG Prince event down in Pasadena, California. Cage is just, you know, I guess, just saying it's personal matters. He was supposed to go against TNA champion Drew Galloway, so that kind of sucks for the man, but hopefully he gets everything right and gets back on it. Now let's get into the viewership numbers for this week's episode of Lucha Underground. And man, a pretty decent number, 127,000 viewers, way up from last week's 96,000. So up, we're making our way up again. Unfortunately, for the 8th week in a row, Lucha Underground didn't crack the 150 list of TV shows, which they had done a few times before, but it's okay. We're gonna get back in there. Some bigger shows are coming up, and we just gotta get the notoriety of Lucha Underground out there, and this is what this podcast intends to do. So, you know, spread the word. LuChat is here, and it's fun. And that is our extent of the news. If you haven't heard LuChat before, we don't do any spoilers. So I have to pick and choose what articles to read, and usually they say we contain spoilers. And I get news from secondhand news, which I have to confirm, which is always correct. So I trust the guy that hands me over the news that I do, but we don't want spoilers because I don't want to give you spoilers, and it's not as fun for me, especially with Lucha Underground filming so far out. So we try to give you just the bare bones of the news, because news contains a ton of spoilers. They sneak them in, and I don't want to get caught, and I don't want you to get caught. And it just messes up the flow of the show if I know eventually who's going to win the title or things of that nature. So we keep the news down, and hopefully you can get into it. If you think something is news, hit me up. Like I said, the ways to reach me, and I will speak about your news on this show. And we've been hopping, flipping, jumping, and kicking around. So we have our next segment coming up, Chit Chat. You know, we get the viewer questions, we get topics on the show. And we're going to see who wants to chit chat this week. And this is one of my good friends. So let's listen to what she has to say.
I just want to say Lucha Underground is the best, and I miss Pentagon Jr. This is Anna New Orleans, and peace out.
And that was Anna New Orleans, one of my good friends. She's been on the show many a times. We have interviewed her because she is the interviewer. She likes to interview AAA and CMLL stars like Argos, who she is trying to run a program with to get him into TNA. Argos and Arjenes are brothers in the original Sin Cara, Carmístico. They're all brothers. And she knows the whole family, and she is just so entrenched into Lucha and getting these guys into the States. It's easy to find her. It is at Anna New Orleans. Check her out. If you're into Lucha, you want someone else to talk to about Lucha, Anna knows her Lucha as well. And like I'm saying, the show's been bouncing around. People don't know when it is and when it's not. So we didn't have that much chit-chat this week, but it's all good because... oh, the fun part is next, because we're going to hit that fighting music and get into this episode of Lucha Underground titled Crime and Punishment. And we start this episode off inside Dario Cuarto's office as he's just like piling some cash into a duffel bag. And out of nowhere, Cage busts into the room. Hey, Dario, Chava Girl stole my medallion. Dario seems like he doesn't give a shit. Which I wouldn't either. Stop complaining to me. Go get it yourself. But Dario tells him, you know what? How about you join me in the ring? So they do so as we have the ceremony of the placement of the medallion inside the Gift of the Gods title. Now Dario Cuarto's inside the ring with Cage. And he starts calling the participants with the medallions out to place their medallions into the Gift of the Gods title. We have Tejano, Sinestro Del Mortez, Aerostar, The Mac, Sexy Star, Joey Ryan, and last but not least, Chavo Guerrero comes out carrying a chair with him. And Cage is like, nah, you're not placing that medallion in there. Because if once Chavo places the medallion into the Gift of the Gods title, he is automatically in the match. Okay, makes sense a little bit. Cage gets the upper hand on Chavo, gets the medallion, which comes in a little sack, but Chavo Guerrero cheated his ass out of it. He still has a medallion on him, hits Cage with a chair, and then places the medallion into the title. Now, Chavo Guerrero is officially in the Gift of the Gods title match. Cage is not happy about this, and he hits Chavo Guerrero with the slowest move in wrestling, the Weapon X. It just takes so long to set up. But that's how that segment ends. And our first lucha of the night, it is a four-way match. First pinfall wins the match. It is Cobra Moon taking on Daga, taking on Arjenes, and from Little Hollywood with Famous B and Brittany, it is Mascarita Sagrada. And I like this match. It's a pretty good match here. These four guys are a girl and just go at it very well. I'm liking the new story that they're telling with Daga and Cobra Moon. We see during the match these two are going at it, but something just turns on Cobra Moon to Daga. And Daga's feeling a little weird about it, but Cobra Moon is just like spitting with Daga. The thing is that this pushes out Arjenes, as he has nothing to do. This guy is just in there just doing his good moves that he have, but no storyline basis. At least with Famous B and Mascarita Sagrada and Brittany, there is a little bit of storyline going on in there. We're just going to run into the finish of this match where Cobra Moon hits another nail in the coffin, which we hear Vampiro pop in for. And then Daga goes in to break it up, but Cobra Moon sees him. Cobra Moon slides off of Masquerita Sagrada, gets into the corner, just stares down Daga. Daga doesn't know what to do, so he just pins Masquerita Sagrada. 1, 2, 3, your winner, Daga. Now we move over to a backstage scene where we got Marty the Moth talking or taunting Killshot, but pointing his finger to a gun and at Killshot's head. Killshot is in phase and he starts beating the hell out of Marty the Moth. Does some taekwondo, puts Marty the Moth on his ass and does a finger gun to Marty the Moth. And now with our second lucha of the night, it is Marty the Moth taking on Killshot. And this match is very good. We see Killshot selling through most of this match as Marty the Moth is just putting a licking on Killshot. Let's just get a little bit more into this match. Killshot is very good in the ring. He has a good smooth move. He is the equivalent of right now King Cuerno. I think these two have similar styles, and I like when they go against each other. So as the WWE wants so badly to get King Cuerno, there's Killshot there. So we need to keep Killshot not too hot, but hot enough to take King Cuerno's spot once Cuerno eventually just quits or sits down or gets away from Lucha so he can get into the WWE. And for Marty the Moth, to me, he's not doing much. Every feud he's been in, he's been losing. So he needs a big feud, and if he doesn't win this feud, I think he should be on his way out. I think his sister should kill him as well, but I don't look ahead. These are just speculations, what I'm thinking of, and I think his sister should sacrifice him. But we get deeper into this match as eventually sitting in the corner is Killshot. Marty Moth runs in for a butt bump for some odd reason. Killshot catches him, hits that Killshot, I guess he calls it, for the 1, 2, 3. Killshot is your winner, but not too soon as Marty the Moth puts a licking on Killshot, starts beating the hell out of him, and he takes Killshot's dog tags, which if you look close enough, don't say nothing on him. And this is the first time we ever seen Killshot hang up these dog tags. So maybe a boot camp match coming up pretty soon, I don't know. But they could have did a little bit more foreshadowing about these dog tags. Well, we know Killshot's been in the military. We know all these little things about him. But the significance that are to him, since it's the first time we see him really hanging them up and being so specific with that. And now with our third and final lucha of the night, it is for the Gift of the Gods title. It is the 7-way match. This one isn't all that good to me. A lot of mishaps, and a lot because of Sinestro Del Mortes. I don't think this guy is any good. He looks like a dork to me already. The way he comes out, the way his stances are, he doesn't look as tough as he's supposed to be. And he's supposed to come off as a much bigger guy. To me, he doesn't seem that much bigger, especially when you have Tejano in there, and we have the Mac in as well. But this one does not even do any justice to the one last year, the first ever Gift of the Gods title match. This one is just, ugh. But like I said, I think it's because of Sinestro Del Mortes. And not even because of Joey Ryan. Joey Ryan has some good stuff in here, dancing and holding a sexy star. And Aerostar doing all of his good stuff and flips. But this one got shortened a lot, where the last Gift of the Gods title match had a lot more time. This one got shrunken down a lot. And then we didn't have an extra big guy like we had Big Rick last time. There's not an extra big guy like Cage would have been to hold these people up. Eventually, Chavo Guerrero is in the ring. Everybody's taking shots at Chavo, kicking him and beating his ass down. And then comes Cage. And everyone backs up from Cage. Cage looks at Chavo Guerrero, turns around and starts beating the mess out of everyone else in the match, tossing sexy star to the outside, kicking everyone's ass, and then he goes to whip up on Chavo a little bit and then places Chavo on top of Joey Ryan for the 1-2-3 and your new Gift of the Gods champion, Chavo Guerrero. I don't believe it. This doesn't make any logical sense, but this is how, this doesn't make sense to me. But, now Cage, you know, goes up, Cage is still in the ring, and Chavo starts to leave with the Gift of the Gods title, and then Cage announces, hey, I was talking to Dario Cuarto, guess what? I got a title match against you next week. So that is our match announced for next week. This is the logic that if WWE does, people crap on. And now that Lucha has done it, I'm going to crap on it right now. This didn't make sense to me because, okay, why couldn't you just steal the title from Chavo Guerrero? That makes complete sense. Chavo Guerrero stole your medallion. You can still let Chavo win, but then you steal the belt from Chavo and say, hey, Chavo, you want this belt? You come get beat. You come and face me for it. Or we see when Cage is talking to Dario Cuarto. We don't see this at all. So we got to go by what Cage says. And then Dario Cuarto tells him, whoever wins, you get the title match against them. So doing the math, who's the weakest guy in there? Chavo Guerrero. So we have a reasoning for Cage to enter this match. We have a reasoning for Cage wanting Chavo Guerrero to win. And we have a match set up for next week. Instead, we just have, here's your belt. Well, I'll see you next week. No, to me, doesn't fit too well. But that isn't our final thing, because we have a final segment with Pentagon Jr. being suspended in air by some ropes and strings. And we have his maestro, his master, Vampiro, wailing on his back with a lead pipe, telling him, what the monster Matanza did to you is painful. But what I'm going to do to you is going to be even more, as he's just relentlessly beating down Pentagon Jr. And that's it. We go off the air of Lucha Underground. And for me, not a very good showing this week for Lucha Underground. A lot of storylines have progressed and a lot of new storylines have happened. Like what's going to happen between Daga and Cobra Moon. I think that's compelling. I hope they don't go the Mariposa route where it's more like Vicious and fighting. And I'm hoping they don't go the Taya and Johnny Mundo route. So we know Lucha Underground to come up with some creative stuff. So I want to see what's happening with that. I want to see what's happening with Famous B and Masquerita Sagrada. And I hopefully Cage can get this title off of Chavo Guerrero really quickly. Chavo Guerrero is a really big name down in Mexican wrestling. So this is going to be a big win for Cage, who's just already been on fire. So just hurry up and get Chavo. He's just there to enhance talent. And he should be enhancing Cage. The Pentagon stuff, not really feeling it at this time, because why doesn't Vampiro just kick Pentagon to the curb, right? They need some more reasoning behind why he's still sticking with Pentagon, knowing he's hurt and down and out. Like maybe, hey, they want me to make you better, and this is the way they want me to do this. Just reference someone else that want Pentagon to be better. And I think that would just tie it in just a little bit more, because, you know, Lucha Underground is very good at tying in stuff. But let's just recap the winners of the matches. In the first Lucha, it was Daga pinning Masquerita Sagrada. In the second match, we had Killshot pinning Marty Lamoff. And in our third Lucha of the night, we had Chavo Guerrero winning the Gift of the Gods title. It's time. It's time to get bilingual. It's time to learn some El Español from none other than Booker T, I believe. So, Booker, how are things going?
Man, dog, things are going great for the Booker, man. Now that we own the Trending Topic Network, we gonna take off like rocket ships, dog.
I like it, Booker. I like your enthusiasm for this.
Man, I'm just happy that Lucha can be spread more better across the land.
Okay, that's cool. So are you ready, Booker?
Man, Booker T is always ready. You know what to do, dog. Hit that music.
Can you dig it, sucker?
This is the five time five-time World WCW Champion, and now can you dig that, suckers? And now the first word Booker T gonna teach you, suckers, is cambio, meaning change. I wanna use it in a sentence. Luchat has cambioed networks. And the second word Booker T gonna teach you, suckers, is flojo, meaning lazy. I'm gonna use it in a sentence for you, suckers. Finfish has been a flojo dog. Now get out there and use cambio and flojo in some sentences. And now can you dig that, suckers?
Oh man, thanks for the words of encouragement. Call me a flojo, and I guess I'm changing too much, but it is all good. Trust me, people, Booker T has already left the building. He doesn't stick around. He doesn't get paid by the hour. But I'm glad that you had one of the chat. And I'm definitely glad that the Trending Topics Network has brought Lou Chat to the network. I'm glad to Anna New Orleans who had one of the chit chat. And I'm glad to anyone and everyone who is listening to this podcast right now. And now that we did all of that, adios.
Mamita, volvió el que rifa desde Argentina y hasta Califas. Qué chula, mija, trae tu valija, cosillas, zonas pa' que cubicas. Ey, cuando pones play, suena el rey. Que si te da palacio, vive como un rey. No ocupo bien bien pa' dormir con varios deals, ni tampoco invento cuentos para dármelas de pinchín. Sin fin, que este perro nunca para. Sigo escribiendo rimas que te ponen remojada, mamá. Enredate en mi cama y despierta pensando en tus cochinadas. Ay mamita, no seas malita y dame un poco de tu cosita. Chiquita rica que estás bien buena, dale machina hasta cuando duela. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa'l gangster. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa' darle. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa'l gangster. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa' darle. A veces duermo con dos, a veces duermo con una, a veces duermo con tres y a veces que con ninguna. Así es mi vida chula y ese es mi cotorreo. Pero ay mamita, cuando te veo no me mareo ni me voy pa' atrás. Pero es que estás como pa pa pa. Ya sabes chula, cuando te miren, si tienes novio pues que te cuide. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa'l gangster. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa' darle. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa'l gangster. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa' darle.
Tengo una catedral y varias capillitas. El requisito es que estén bonitas. Se aceptan güeras y morenitas, trigueñas altas y chaparritas. Huecas traje para la fiesta, un ritmo para sajarse, de hacer la media vuelta. Que no les dé vergüenza pegarse de reversa. Inciten a los machos pa' que paguen la cerveza. Olor cereza, trae buena suerte, vuelvan pa' la mesa, dejen los calientes. En este ambiente la que se cotiza, se va de blanco a escuchar la misa. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa' el gangster. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa' darle. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa' el gangster. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa' darle. Ay mamita, no seas malita y deja invito a mis amiguitas. Chiquita rica, tú eres la buena y el babo puede con varias nenas. Loca, sabes que me provocas cuando con tu boca le das besos a otra. Sabes que me prendo como si fuera incendio, me pongo más caliente que el chamuco en el infierno. Ay mamita, no sé por qué me vuelvo loco con dos o tres. Será tal vez que es lo que me gusta y a mi casa no entran las que se asustan. Mami, mueve el cucu, que tu cucu está como pa'l gangster. Mami, mueve el cucu, que